In Hilchos Megillah in Perek Dalet, but the Rambam said that even though by Me'ilah the Shlichus Devar Avera, that's only Me'ilah Levad the Shlichus Arav Ima Isser Acher. That's only when there's no other Isser mixed in. So then this suggests a concept that there's Shlichus, the Shlichus Devar Avera by Me'ilah. But if it was this Arav Ima Isser Acher, and the Rambam's example is that he sends somebody to eat Bosser Oil, so then already there's another issue involved also, not only this Me'ilah. So then we don't have the chiddush of shlichus that the shlichus d'var avera, and we revert to the din of kolat teruk kula that ain't shlichus d'var avera, and Me'ilah the host and Me'ilah is not chayav for Me'ilah either. That's the Rambam. So what exactly is this isser? What is exactly the isser of eating basar oil? What is lav? Rambam doesn't spell it out over there in Hilchos Me'ilah. What lav of you are you over when you eat basar oil? So the Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph of Psuli HaMukdashim, Dr. Rambam, no,
Maisa Kabanus.
Kalaichel Kezayis Mibosar Oila Ben Lefnei Srikas Dama Ben Achas Srikas Dama Loike Shemalkas Shenemar Leisucha lechel b'sherecha ma'aser degontcha tiroishcha b'sherecha v'chol m'derecha asher tidor. So that pasuk includes a lot of v'sura ma'aser degontcha and so on. Each one we learn out something from. But n'derecha asher tidor, the Gemara says, the Rambam brings mipi Hashmul lomdu shezu asar loichel b'sher oil. So the lav for oich of eating b'sher oil is leisucha lechel b'sherecha n'derecha asher tidor. So we'll call it for short leisucha lechel b'sherecha. That's lav oichel b'sher oil. So now we know. That's the lab. Rabbi and Sefer Mitzvahs. Also, Kuf in Lois and Say Kuf Membov. Says the Rabbi. Sheziranu mi lechel basra oila. Vu homo yisala loisucha lechel b'sherecha v'nedrecha asher tidor. There's a leisucha on the derecha shetidor. Now, this lav of Lusucha Lechel B'Sherecha also teaches me something else. What else do I learn from Lusucha Lechel B'Sherecha? Nidorecha Shetidor? Me'ilo. The Ram continues over there in Sefer Mitzvahs. The Ram goes on and he says, V'zeh alav Azhor L'chol Moil. This Azhor of Lusucha Lechel B'Sherecha, not to eat Basar Oila, also serves as the Azhor from Me'il in general. Because apparently, eating Basar Oila, what's Basar? Is an instance of eating Kodshei Hashem, what's Basar Oil? Me'ilah isn't Kodshei Hashem. Things that are Kohenim are going to eat, there's no Me'ilah in them. You know, like Basar Chatos after Zrika, there's no Me'ilah because it goes to the Kohanim. It's not Kodesh Hashem. But suddenly, it's Kodesh Hashem has an Issur Me'ilah. But the Kabbayis is Kodesh Hashem, nobody's allowed to use it. So it's Kodesh Hashem, it has an Issur Me'ilah. Basar Oil is supposed to go on the Mizbech, so it's Kodesh Hashem, it has an Issur Me'ilah. So eating Basar Oil is apparently the source for the concept by generalization of Me'il in general. And says the Rambam, this is the Asor L'chol Moil. If somebody violates this law, Kolema, she'ochel mi basar oilo, he ate basar oilo, or she yenem mishar kodshim she'chayoven ala Me'ilo, or he was nene from other kodshim that have a chiv Me'ilo, k'meishu z'bar b'Me'ilo, as it will be laid out in Hilchos Me'ilo. So if he was amazed, he gets malchus for this law, then he was shogig, maybe karmi Me'ilo, v'yishal ma'shanenev, v'yosif chaymish, k'meishu b'yanu, the halachas of Me'ilo. So it says in this Rambam that this same lav of Lesucha Lechel B'Sherecha and the Derecha Shetidor, which is the lav of Eichel Basar Oila, is the lav for Me'ilah. And then Mr. Rambam in the Yad says the same thing in Hilchos Me'ilah. The Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Me'ilah. Beginning of Perek Aleph. Says the Rambam, Kalamayil B'Zodin Loikim B'Shalim V'Hashor Shil Me'ilah Mizesh Shenemar Lesucha Lechel B'Sherecha Ma'isid D'Gonchun Nederecha. The same thing. That the lav, which is the asor for oichel basar oila, is the lav for for Me'ilah, because Basar Oila is Kodesh Lashem. La'ichle Basar Oila Hoyle Vekulei Lashem V'hu Adin L'Shakel Kodesh Hu Lashem Levadi. And from there we generalize that the same thing applies to anything which is Kodesh Lashem, and that itself is the Asar for Me'ilah. So right away we have a problem. If they ask, so what's found in the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Me'ilah? What's the kasha? Somebody asked me, what's the kasha now? First kasha we have to ask, just what we had so far.
Zayin
Separatist. So what does the Rambam mean? So the Rambam says, send the shlich to be Me'il, so then the shlich is Advar Avera. But if you send the shlich to eat Basar Oila, so then it was Nisar by Yisar Acher, so then already the shlichus breaks down. What do you mean? Eating Basar Oila, the Yisar of eating Basar Oila is like Zuchel Lechel B'Sharecha, which is the Asar of Me'il itself. So Sana Isser Acher, that is the Isser Me'ilah. Eichel Basar Oila is the Isser, to eat Basar Oila, is the Isser to be Me'il Be'ektish. So where's the Isser Acher? You haven't Me'isif anything. And then there's another kasha. Which the Nosek Kelim asked. Going back to Hilchos Kabbonis, Perek Yud Aleph. So the first halacha we saw, that Kol Eichel Mibasar Oila, so you like it for leisuch lechel b'sharecha. Then in halacha gimel, the Rambam writes, "V'chaloichel kezayis mikol ha'imurim ben lufnei zrika ben la'achas zrika ben koyim ben yisrael." Person eats a kezayis of imurim. Halacha aleph said if you eat a kezayis of basar oila, you like it. Halacha gimel says if you eat a kezayis from any imurim, imurim is always the part that the fats that go on the mizbeach. So you get malchus. Why? Sha'imurim kolul mizbeach. Because the emurim of all karbonis are burnt entirely on the mizbeach, they're not eaten. Kikol ha'oila, like an oil in its entirely, an oil is entirely burnt on the mizbeach. But even other karbonis that are not like an oil that are burnt entirely on the mizbeach, but the emurim are burnt on the mizbeach. So emurim are like oil. The emurim of all karbonis are like the totality of an oil. And the Torah says in regard to a kohen who brings a mincha, kolul tiyoloisi yachol. The Torah says, when if a kohen brings a mincha, ordinarily bring a mincha, so only the kohen goes on the mizbech, the shirayim and nechal. But if a kohen brings a mincha, then the whole thing is burnt on the mizbech. And the Torah says alav, the Torah says they're alav, kol tia loy seyachel. What we learn out from there, a general rule, kol shu kol la mizbech, even though it's not a mincha's kohen, but kol shu kol la mizbech, kol tia loy seyachel, tells me alav, that anything which is kol la mizbech, achilosu v'loy seyachel, v'loy kenol. So there's a separate lav that anything that's kolul in the mizbeach has a lav of kolul tia loy teyach. So the shaila is, so if you eat basar oila is also kolul on the mizbeach. So why don't you also get malchus for kolul tia loy teyach? The Rambam in Halacha Aleph says if you eat basar oila you like it for leisuch alechol b'sharecha. Why aren't you also like it for kolul tia loy teyach? And the truth is, we can ask the Shad Faket also. If a person ate Emurim, so he's also Moil. Because you know, Emurim are Kachi Hashem. Emurim Kachi Kachim, you're always Moil. Emurim Kachim Kalam, Achazik Sadam, you're Moil. There's Me'il of Emurim. So you should be Moil for that. So if a person ate Emurim, so besides the lav of Kolti Lysiochel, why isn't he also like it for Leisuchel Echel B'Sharecha, which is the lav of being Moil? The Rambam says if a person is Moil B'Mezid, he gets Malchus. But Leisuchel Echel. So here, so you didn't worry, you also have a Leisuchel. So the Kitzer, in Halacha Aleph, by Echel Basar Oila, you should also get, the Rambam is telling me two lavim. And the Minyan HaMitzvah says it's two lavim. There's one lav of Leisuchel Echel B'Sharecha, Echel Basar Oila, which is itself the Asar for being Moil in Kodesh Hashem. You have a second lav, Halacha Gimel, which is, if you eat Emurim, so you like it for Kolol Tia Leisuchel. It says Kolol HaMizbeach, Kichol Oila. So you have the lav of kol tia loy seyachal. So mashman ramam. In each case, you only get one malchus. Why? You should get both malchus in both cases. Beit basa oila beside leisuchel derecha leisuchel lechel b'sharecha derecha shetidor. You should also be like it for kol tia loy seyachal. And if you eat emurim, at least those emurim have meila. So you should be like it not only for kol tia loy seyachal, but you should also be meil for. You should also be like it for meila for leisuchel lechel b'sharecha. Just like any time you mail the mazid you like if it's a lechel b'sharech. It's very sure in the Ram is not mashma, you like a shtayim. Later on in the same parak, Rama's case, we are like a shtayim, so smash me here that you're not like a shtayim. At the very end of this paragraph, as a case, we like a shtayim. Zar shalchel gazayis mechatas oiv like a shtayim. Achas mishem zar, veachas mishem oichel nevelo. So stomach. So apparently, up till now, that's like a new thing. Up till now, you're not like a shtayim. Why are you like a shtayim? Why should be like a shtayim? So maybe we could say, Mrs. Ahmed points in this direction a little. Yeah, it's a strange premise, but yeah.
Could be that they're called, an oil is not called because the diamond is there.
Because what?
Because the diamond is there.
Because what one is there?
Diamond.
By oil, so by a murim, the ram is still made, a murim is also diamond from there. They murim are called. So the boss is also called. Why is the boss different than the.
But there's no difference.
The basar is not called kolul tia because it's not kolul because the dam is not burned. But the murim have a shem b'fnei asmam. There's no shem of basar. Just the oil goes on the mizbech. The murim have a separate shem. Kolul tia. It's surely the lashon of Rami is shayim murim kolul mizbech kechol ha'ola. According to you, forget oil is an example of something that's not kolul mizbech because the dam is not. And also the other question is still going to be shared. We ate a murim. Why also like it for meila? That'll still be shared, even if you say that. So the chora we could say that the Rami's l'shitasa, the Rami in general has a mechudish de kashipa. Machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. Fundamental machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. And this we had. When did we have this? We talked about this. We vamis maneh. The Rambam shita is. Let's say you have a case where the Torah said not to do something, and the Torah reiterated the law several times. So most Rishonim hold Rashi, the Ramban, that if the Torah said not to do something, and the Torah repeated the law four times, so you get four sets of malchus. That's that. You know, many times the mercy. Why did I say it again? Lav rolu v'shnei lavim. So Rashi, the Ramban, the whole lav rolu v'shnei lavim means you get Rashi's v'shnei. You get two sets of malchus. They read it into a Gemara. The Gemara says in malchus ochel nemolo like arba. That if you eat an ant, you get four malchus. So Rashi learns, and the Ramban learns, because an ant is a sheretz aretz, and there's four places in the Torah where it says not to eat a sheretz aretz, based on the various how they read the drushes, and therefore you get four malchus. Four times not to do something. So for each time the Torah said not to do it, you get a separate set of malchus. The Rambam holds that's not true. The Rambam says that if the Torah is kaifel alav several times, you only get one set of malchus. It only counts once in the minyan mitzvahs, that everybody agrees, and you only get one set of malchus. Doesn't matter how many times the Torah said not to say it. The Rambam says the Torah said not to say it many times because the Torah wants to tell you we really mean you shouldn't do it. But malchus you only get once. That's number one. And I that gemara by ochel nemola. The Rambam is a different shot in that gemara. That nemola is a special kind of sheretz that it's. Not only a sheretz ha'aretz, but at other points in his life is a sheretz ha'ayif, and there's different kinds of shots, and each one has their own lav. And this nemola, it's a very versatile sheretz that it starts off his life as one kind of sheretz, then it becomes another kind of sheretz, then a third kind of sheretz. So it's all of the above. So you get malchus for its various roles, but a sheretz ha'aretz per se only has one lav. That's chiddush number one of the Rambam. Then the Rambam goes a step further. This is in the Rambam over there by Shotzim. Kufayin Hey, I think it is. And the Rambam in Macholos Asuris also, when he talks about the Lavin for Shotzim, very very clear. What if you have the following? What if you have, the Torah said two Lavin? They're not identical. But one is a subset of the other. You have one Lav that's more broad, and then you have a second Lav that refers to a specific subset of the broader Lav. So the case that the Rambam is talking about is, there's a broad Lav in the Torah to eat Shotzim. Besides which, there's a specific lafti to sheretz ha'aretz, there's a specific lafti to sheretz ha'oif, there's a specific lafti to eat a sheretz that's in Paris, different kinds of shrotzim have their own specific niches. There are the niche laven for the various kinds of shrotzim. But then there's a broad generic lav, don't eat shrotzim. So a person ate a sheres haaretz, how many malchus does he get? Here already, it's not the same lav that's being reiterated several times. It's separate, there's a broad lav, a broad generic lav, don't eat shrotzim. And then there's a specific lav for sheres haaretz. Says the Rambam, you only get one malchus. Because klapi a sheretz oretz, it's simply a reiteration of the same lav. Don't eat a sheretz, and don't eat a sheretz oretz. Klapi a sheretz oretz, that's the same thing twice. And therefore you only get one malchus. The only thing is that the general, generic lav, not to eat shrotzim, does have enough gemita for one case, which is, what if you ate a sheretz that doesn't have its own particular niche lav? Specifically, what if you ate a sheretz hamayim? The Rambam holds there's no lav for sheretz hamayim. There's a lav for sheretz ha'oif, there's a lav for sheretz ha'oritz, there's a lav for sheretz ha'peris. There is no lav in the Torah, according to the Rambam, not to eat a sheretz hamayim. Then, you get malchus for the generic lav of not to eat shrotzim. But if you eat a sheretz ha'oritz, then you'll only get one laugh. You don't get a laugh for the general. You don't get separate malchus for the. Now let's say it the right way. The wrong way to say this is that if you eat a sheretz oretz, you don't get malchus for generic laugh of not to eat shrotzim. That's not correct. That would imply the malchus that you're getting is dafka for sheretz oretz and not for the general laugh of shrotzim. That's not what it says in Rambam. But the general laugh not to eat shrotzim has malchus, but you don't get malchus for sheretz in general and for sheretz oretz. Because klapi, when you're eating a sheretz oretz, we look at it, that it's the same lav twice. And since the same lav twice, the same lav twice, or three times, or 10 times for that matter, it's no different. Klapi sheretz oretz, it's no different than if the Torah said, don't eat a sheretz oretz, and then later on in some other chumash it said again, don't eat a sheretz oretz, and then a third time it said, don't eat a sheretz oretz, how many malchus would you get according to the Rambam? Only one. For which one? The question is not even intelligible. For all three, because all three are one. It's one lav, not the sheretz oretz. Well, the Rambam holds when you have one lav that's a subunit of the larger lav, then klapi that subunit, the klapi sheretz oretz, it's just kefal alav. And in a kefal alav, you get one malchus. It's not one malchus for both lav. It is one lav. Klapi sheretz oretz is one lav. The sheretz lav and the sheretz oretz lav, they become one, and it's one lav, not the sheretz. Got the sheretz oretz, and you get one set of one malchus.
Doesn't that mean that according to the Rambam, the Torah is like the whole thing is very bizarre because it says only to eat, there's a general lav of shrotzim, but it only applies to sheretz amayim because all the other ones have like their own lav.
Well, it does not apply to sheretz oretz. It applies to sheretz oretz, but klapi sheretz oretz, it's just the repetition of the lav not the sheretz oretz.
Sorry, according to it's only really useful for sheretz amayim.
Yeah, so you have some lav in the Torah that says the same lav three times and we only get one malchus and not useful for anything. So Ram says it's useful to know that, you know, the Torah says it's the Torah's mazir many times because the Torah wants to make the point. The Torah wants to tell you that we really feel strongly about this. But I think that's what the Ram says. He says the Torah's mazir many times, so the Torah wants to be mazir many times. Like it's like the Torah wants to drive home the point. But as far as minyan and malchus is concerned, Ram says the Torah can say it 10 times as one. Torah doesn't tell you not to do something, not only because Torah wants to give you malchus. Torah says not to do something because Torah doesn't want you to do it. And Torah says 10 times. There's 10 times Torah doesn't want you to do it. But malchus is only one. That's Shittas Ram. That's a given. That's bedrock. That's Shittas Ram. It's a double chiddush. Number one, the etzim Shittas Ram. That for kefal alav, you only get one malchus. That by itself is not a. The Rashi, the Ramban, they don't agree to that. And then the Ram has a further extension of that chiddush, that if you have a lav kloli, inside of which you have a lav prati, the Rambam holds that if you violate the lav prati, you only get one set of malchus because it's the lav kloli and the lav prati, as far as whatever is in the prat is concerned, is called kefal halavin, and you only get one malchus. Now it's important to stress, it's what if you have not one lav that's subsumed inside another lav? What if you have two lavin that are separate but they have a certain overlap? So then, passes, you get two sets of malchus. Like you have a sheretz, so there's a lav of sheretz haaretz, and there's a lav of sheretz hamayim, but maybe they have a certain overlap. You have shrotzim that are sheretz haaretz and sheretz hamayim. So then, of course, you get two malchus. That's the case of the nemola. That has like four things, because it's a sheretz haaretz and a sheretz ha'oif. So, the pashtus is that even according to the Rambam, if you have two laven that have separate cases, they just like you know made a Zen diagram. This you know set A and set B, but they have it's called a Zen diagram or a Venn diagram. What is it called?
Venn diagram.
A Venn diagram. You have lab A is one circle, and you have lab B is another circle, but they have a certain overlap. So then the pashtus is chayr that according to the Rambam that would not be called kefal alav. The Rambam doesn't give such a case, that's for sure. The Rambam doesn't give such a case. You maybe could argue that even then you'd only get one malchus. Maybe sheretz oros and sheretz mayim is different. A sheretz oros and a sheretz mayim are different things. This particular bug is very versatile, so it goes on the ground, it goes in the air, so it's like both. But lo yitzur, you had something that was not the way. It's just similar laven, an idea, but just somehow one has one set of cases, one has another set of cases, and they overlap. Maybe then you would get only one set of malchus. Pashtus is not. It's hard even to imagine what would be exactly a case for that. But I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it'll be the over here. But the pashtus is, maybe again. I don't know. But that's certainly not something that appears in the Rambam. In the Rambam, you have either identical laven, where just the laven is just iterated several times, or you have a lav klali inside it, which you have a lav prati. And in those two cases, the Rambam says those are both called kefal laven, and you only get one set of malchus. That being the case, l'chara we could say an answer for the Rambam. That we could say that the isser of kol tia lo seochel, that's a lav klali, because that includes anything that's kol isha. And the isser of lo sucho lechol b'sharecho, which is the isser to eat boser oila, is a lav prati. And therefore, you don't get two sets of malchus because it's just called kefal alavin. This service is Zalman points in this direction. I told you yesterday, Mrs. Zalman makes the strange assumption that when you have a lav klali and a lav prati, you get two sets of malchus. He says, the Rambam says that if you eat a Sheretz Haaretz, you get two Malkas, one for Sheretz Haaretz and one lav for Shotzim in general. It's mamish a mistake. I don't know what happened to it's a mistake. The Rambam is very clear. A lav klali with a lav prati, it's called kefal lav and you only get one set of Malkas. So l'chor, that could be maybe pshat over here. He said the lav klali is to eat kolul tia lo seochel, anything that's kolul amizbeach, not necessarily basar oila. Then we have a lav prati specifically about basar oila. So basar oil is a lav protein within a lav kali of kol tiloi loisichel. And then I would understand why if somebody sent the shliach to say to eat a basar oil, that's like a lav noisif, because you're violating the. So I'll leave that alone a second. That's a mistake. But what's the? Well, how is it's not shaykh. What's wrong with saying this way?
Yeah. Because crime is also went up from the so it has something that's not kulishin.
Minchas Kayin is learned to have from Kol Tia Lai Siachal. And it's probably also in Lai Siachal Echal Bisharechal. Really touching on it. I'm saying, it doesn't work because how could you say that Lai Siachal Echal Bisharechal is a lav proti because it's subsumed in the larger category of Kol Tia, but Lai Siachal Echal Bisharechal includes actually a lot of things that are not included in Kol Tia. Because yes, Bosa Oila. Basar oila is a narrow category, but the lav of lesucha lechel b'sharecha basar oila is the lav for what? For me'il in general, and me'il in general includes not only things that are kol on the mizbeach. Me'il in general includes even kachi b'derek abayis. So it's share. It's not kol on the mizbeach, but it's kachi Hashem because it's kachi b'derek abayis. So the lav of lesucha lechel b'sharecha is in a way much bigger. Or certainly includes many things that are not in the category of kol tia lo seochel. So how can we say that basar oila is a subset of leisuch lechel b'sharecha? So I thought maybe it's not so far fetched. Maybe we could say that this pasuk leisuch lechel b'sharecha specifically is referring about basar oila nederecha shetidor, and then we say, but it also includes basar me'ila in general. So maybe those are like two separate ideas that are in the same lav, but maybe it's two separate things. Like the pasuk has two separate layers of meaning. Like I've read many times, the pasuk has different layers of interpretation. There's one layer of interpretation that says leisuch lechel not eat basar oil, and then there's another level of interpretation not to be more than kosher Hashem. And maybe it would be possible to say that the basar oil part, that's a lav proti in the lav kloli of kol tia lo seochel. It's like we could look at the pasuk as being divided. L'such alech sher b'sharecha means don't eat basar oila, and that's taka lav proti in the lav kol of kol tia lo seochel, and therefore for that you're not like yishtei po'am. And then there's like another level of interpretation, as we find very often in Chazal, that says l'such alech b'sharecha includes all me'ila. And that tak is not included in kol tilos yochel, and that'll have its own, that would l'chor have its own malchus. And l'chor is a chil, I don't think this is true, but l'chor bashkof rishona, this was like, I'm just talking through like the way I was, you know, the steps in how I was thinking about it. L'chor, there's a big chizik to this, because it's really a strange thing in this lab of l'sucha lechel b'sherecha. L'sucha lechel b'sherecha tells me, don't eat basar oila, and don't be nene from kotshe Hashem in general. What's the shear for oichel basar oila? How much basar oila do you have to eat to get malchus? The Rama says, kol oichel kezayis mi basar oila. So it's shear is a kezayis, like all Yisrael Yachila. What's the shear for mi nene from kotshe Hashem to be mayol? The Rama says, nuchas milo shover puto. How could it be the same? Israel has different shiur, and the pasuk in the Hadavon is that this is an Israel Achilo. I think it's not right, but hold on. This is an Israel Achilo. Oil is an Israel Achilo. The shiur is Kazayas. The Israel to be Moyal, Achayim have a lot of rayas that the Israel to be Moyal, Chaim says there's many Achayim, they have starker rayas, that the Israel to be Moyal is fundamentally an Israel of Gezel. It's Gezel min a Hektish. So that's why it's an Israel Shalom Pruta. So you see these are totally different, and their ideation, they're very different, the ideas. So maybe this is not so far-fetched to say that in the Yisr of L'Such Alechel B'Sherecha there's two ideas floating around. One is an Yisr Achilo of Kazayas, not to eat Basar Oila. And that's a lot Proti and a lot Kholi of Kol Tiyo Lo Yisr, which is also an Yisr Achilo. And then there's another idea bouncing around over here, which is not to be Nene from Kodesh Hashem, and that's a different kind of Yisr entirely. That's a Gezel Hektish kind of Yisr. The Shir Shomer Pruto, and that's totally different. They happen to be in the same Pasuk, but it's different drushes, different meanings, and within the same Pasuk. Yeah, but it's very hard to say. Why is it hard to say, yeah? Yeah, that's not so far-fetched. Pasuk has different layers of meaning, and maybe there's Malkus. Usually it's not that way. Usually there's Malkus for the Pshuta Shil Mikra, and then what we learn out from a drosha doesn't have Malkus. But maybe here that's somehow both close to Pshuta Shil Mikra.
Just say that the
Ashar
is for
Eilo,
and
the
Kala will be the
Ashar
of reading.
It's not Mashmur. I'm not right. I'm just calling Eichel Kezayis Mibosar Oilu. You like it for Lechel. But it's very hard to say that these are two separate things, because if that was the case, that the issue of Eichel Basar Oilu was totally separate from the idea of Me'ilo, so why in Hilchas Me'ilo? Two rights. First of all, why in Hilchas Me'ilo does the Rama mention Eichel Basar Oilu at all? The Rama, in the beginning of Hilchas Me'ilo, when he's only talking about Me'ilo, the Rama starts off and says, what's the Asar of Me'ilo? Mipi Ashmu Lamdu. That it's not two separate things. There's one is to eat Basar Oila, and that's an Isra Achila, has nothing to do with Me'ilo. And then there's another idea of Inanami Bikotshi Hashem, that's the Isra Me'ilo. He's talking the Hilchas Me'ilo. He only needs to tell me the halachas of Me'ilo. And he says, where's the Ashar for Me'ilo? Because it says, L'Such HaLechel, Mipi Hashmu Lomdu Shuzu Ashar Lo Eichel Mi Basar Oila Hoyel V'Kulul Hashem. Kulul Hashem, that means that's the flag for Me'ilo. So Eichel Basar Oila, the Torah said in Ashar, Hoyel V'Kulul Hashem, V'Hu Adin. And that's the same Isser of being Nene from Kodesh Hashem in general. So it's Mukhman Ram, that it's not true that the Isser of Achilas Basar Oila is fundamentally identical to the Isser of Me'ilo. And the emes is, the Ram and Sefer Mitzvahs, says in this issue L'Such HaLechel B'Sherecho, says the Rambam Ubo HaPeirish that's talking about Basar Oila V'zeh HaLav Asar L'Chol Mayil, and this is also the Asar for Me'ilo V'Oiver HaLav Zeh K'Loim She'Ochel Mi Basar Oila Oy She'en HaMishar Kodshim. Either way, either person ate Basar Oila or he was Nen HaMishar Kodshim. What's the punishment? Im HaYameizid Leike V'ma Yashoyke maybe Karben Me'ilo. So it's a B'Feirish Rambam, if a person ate Basar Oila or he was enemy from Shah Kotchim, it was b'mezid he's like, and if it's b'shoigig, he has dinei me'ilo. So before Shurama, Oichel Basar Oila is not a separate category. Oichel Basar Oila is the idea of me'ilo. I will chorel, so why here is the shir kezayis and here the shir is a shavu putu? I think the answer is, I think you have to say that the reason why the shir is a shavu putu is not because it's gezel. I mean, it's a knot of problems over here, but Rav Shimon says that even though the Isser of Me'ilah is Gezel, Rav Shimon asks the Kashi really in a way. He says there's many rayas that Me'ilah is a Gezel, the Kiddin. Many rayas. Says Rav Shimon, but it's learned that from L'Such HaLechel B'Sherecha, L'Such HaLechel B'Sherecha, L'Such HaLechel B'Sherecha, and Isser Achilo. The other things that are in L'Such HaLechel B'Sherecha are Isser Achilo. So how can it, you see it's an Isser Achilo, it's not an Isser Gezel. So Rav Shimon says, you have to say that the chiyuvim of me'ilah, of karban me'ilah, those are totally in gezel, but the ashar is an isra'chilu. But if that's the case, why is the shear shomer pruta? By oichel basar oil, the shear is a kezayis. And by nenem, by shar kach Hashem, the rabbi says the shear is a shomer pruta. If it's fundamentally the same iser, and it's fundamentally an iser achilo, so why is the shear mishtana? Here it's a gezel, the kashir of shomer pruta, and here it's an iser achilo, the kashir of a kezayis. Like, it's hard to get a right reading of, like, how to make sense of this. But I think the answer has to be that it's based on two things. First of all, the Rambam sheet in general is that Isuria Hanoah and Isuria Achila are not different kinds of Isurim. In Isuria Hanoah is just an intense Isur Achila. The Rambam is the famous Nekud and the flow of the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis and increases. But the Rambam says that Isur Hanoah on top of Isur Achila is not called an Isur Maisef, because Isur Achila and Isur Hanoah are the same kind of Isur. Just when it's more intense, it becomes also Bahanoah. And then there's another issue, another thing to know, another idea. What is the shear? Never, Gezel, of course, is Bepruto, and Achil is Bekezayis. What about Hano? What's the shear? By Yisuri Hano, Basu Becholo, for example. How much, according to those Rishonim, hold that you like it for Hano and Basu Becholo, but Kili Akerem, all these Yisuri Hano in the Torah. How much Basu Becholo do you have to eat to be like it for, not to be, from how much Basu Becholo do you have to be Nene, to be like it for being Nene from Basu Becholo? Now, parenthetically, the Rambam has a street to that, for generally speaking, for Yisrael, I know you're not like it at all. You're only like it for Achilah, so then it's moot. But many of you hold it for Hanoah, you're also like it. Basar Becholov. Torah says there's an Yisrael Achilah by Basar Becholov, there's an Yisrael Hanoah by Basar Becholov, there's an Yisrael Bishul by Basar Becholov. What's the shear for the Yisrael Hanoah? And by Chal, by general, by all Yisrael Hanoah, and Kolot Torah Kulu, what is the shear? Surprisingly, it's not spelled out anywhere in the Gemara. What is the shear for Yisrael Hanoah? Such a basic thing, it's not a Gemara anywhere. And nechelku b'zeh g'dolei ha'paisim, g'dolei ha'achrayim. Some want to say the shear for Hanoah is a kezayis. You then have him a kezayis, like achila. Some want to say maybe it's b'mashul. Maybe Hanoah's, I think of David Kalina holds this way, it's b'mashul. Rabbi Krager in the Tshuvas, I think it's... Well, I'll get it wrong. I don't remember what simon is. I'll put it in the notes of the simon. But Rabbi Krager says it's a shomer pruta. The shear Hanoah is a shomer pruta. So I think when the rabbi says over here, like suchalecha b'sherecha, it's an issue to eat a kezayis of basar oila, or to be nena shomer pruta from kodesh Hashem. The shomer pruta is not a gezeldik shomer pruta, because if it would be a gezeldik thing, it would have nothing to do with achilas basar oila. It's the shear of hana, like Rabbi Krager. The shear hana in Yisur Hana is a shomer pruta. So this is one issue. There's an issue achila of oichel basar oila, and achila is an intense kind of hana. And then the shear is a kezayis, even if it's not a shomer pruta, because a kezayis of achilah is called is you know, that's a kezayis, and achilah is measured in a kezayis. But who adin, this iser achilah in Kol Shehi Hashem, we generalize it. I don't know how we know, but somehow we generalize it to an iser hanoah is always b'shomer pruta in all Kol Shehi Hashem. But the shear is not a kezayis, because hanoah is not a kezayis. Hanoah is b'shomer pruta. Anyway, tzorach tamid, how we know to generalize it that way from achilah hanoah, but as a statement, Rambam, that's what it says. Akoponim, we're back to square one. So now we're back to where we started. Kol Tiel Oseyochel can't be the general lap. And Lesuchel Echel B'Sherecha Oichel Basar Oila, the specific lap, the Isapati, because it's not true. There are lots of Lesuchel Echel B'Sherecha is an Isra Me'ilo, it's an Isra Hanoah, it's much broader than the Isra Kol Tiel Oseyochel. So Hadar Kushim Ledukta, why aren't you like Ishtayim? So I think the answer has to be no. So maybe we could say just the opposite. The Issa Kloli is Leisucha Lechel B'Sherecha Echel Basar Oil. Because even though the Torah only talks about Basar Oil and the Rechash Atidah is Basar Oil, but Mipiashmuel Amadnu that this is an Asara for all Kodesh Hashem. This is the lab that says not only Nena from Kodesh Hashem. Kolol Tia Leisei Echel is an Issa Prati. And those things that are kolol on the mizbech, there's an iser prati not to eat kolol tia loisei ochel not to eat. And achila is an intense kind of achila is a specific kind of hanoah. And kolol tia things that are kolol on the mizbech are a specific kind of kodesh Hashem. So the general lav is loisucha lechel b'sherecha is meila, and the specific lav is kolol tia loisei ochel. And that's why Takanagli, and therefore you're not like Ishtayim, because that's the Rambam Shita, when you have a lav proti inside of a lav kloli, so you're not like Ishtayim. I think that's how it has to shake down. Also, now it comes out an interesting thing, sort of counterintuitive. So if a person sent a shliach to eat basar oila, so the Rambam says it was noisif iser acher. There's a new iser here. besides the Isser Me'ilah was Nosef and Isser Acher, and therefore there's no Shliach, the Shlichus is Bottom. What's this new Isser Acher that was Nisar Avimah? So, Eichel Basar Oilah, we look up in Hilchus, you know, we look it up. Isser Eichel Basar Oilah, it's like Sichel Lechel B'Shoyah. Now that can't be, that's the Isser Me'ilah, that has Shlichus Advar there. What's the Isser Nosef? The Isser Nosef is Koil Tehil Isser Achel. If a person sent a Shliach to do other kinds of Me'ilah, so then he's over the lab of eating basar oila. But if he sent him to eat basar oila, then it's nisar of nisacher of kol tiyul isayach. The way it's counterintuitive. He sent him to eat the lab of lesuchal lechel b'sharech is the asar to eat basar oila. So if you send somebody to be mail in other kachim, you violate the lab of achilas basar oila. But if you send them to eat basar oila, then not only do you violate the isar of basar oila, but now it's nisar of yisar acher of kol tiyul isayach. Because it's kol hamizbeach, and in that lab prati, so you don't get so malchus because it's only kefal alabim, but there's no shlichus advar aveira in it. In the lab klolly the Torah is mechadish shlichus advar aveira, but in the lab prati there's no separate malchus because it's kefal alabim, but it still has a chiddush that there's no shlichus advar aveira, and therefore the shlichus is bafel. It's the same lab, but nonetheless, the more proti stick a lab, that you see over here. Look, it's not mamas the same lab because it's proti.
Proti just means Torah decided to say it again to say that we really are.
Right, Torah said it. Yes, you have to say it not the way. The Torah decided to say it again, but when the Torah said it again in more circumscribed, like first it's Shrotzim, then the Torah said again, don't eat Sheretz Haaretz. So it's just an again, you're right, it's just an again. This again is narrower. It's only Sheretz Haaretz, but we look at it as a reiteration. It's a kefal alavin, and therefore you don't get another set of malchus because the Torah is telling you not to do the same thing twice. But yet the Chacham, it says here a chiddush that nonetheless, as far as shlichus l'dvar avera is concerned, the lava klolly could have shlichus l'dvar avera, and the lava prati does not have shlichus l'dvar avera. It's taka chiddush in that sense too, that they don't have, they can have different dinim. What? Apparently not. The lav, apparently not. The em is, yeah, I don't know. It's, I guess it must be possible. There's still a problem. This I'm going to leave you with. There's still a loose thread. Because what we're coming out with is the press of circumstance over here. What's driving us is we have these two lav, and for some reason they seem to. They seem to overlap, and for some reason, when you eat basar oila, you also over kol tiyul isayach, and you only have one lap, you only get one malchus. Or you eat emurim, you also over meila, and you only get one malchus. Why didn't you get two malchus? So we want to make it that it's kefal alavin. So kefal alavin, we have either by two virtual mamish identical alavin that we don't have over here, or by a lap kloli and a lap proti. So we want one of these alavin to be kloli and one of them to be proti. So first we try to say, well, the lap kloli is kol tiyul isayach, the lap proti is basar oila, because basar oila is a subset of things that are kol on the mizbeach. But that didn't work out because the lava oichel basar oila is not only basar oila. By extension, it's all kachi Hashem. So we can't say that it's a prat in things that are kol olam mizbech. Many chi Hashem, berek abayis, for example, are not kol olam mizbech at all. They don't go on the mizbech altogether. They have nothing to do with the mizbech. So we have to turn it around. So the lava kloli is eating basar oila, which is kloli because that's all kachi Hashem. That's really the lava meila. Zu, that's asaras meila. Pi Hashmu lomdu, that's the asar for meila. And then the lav aproti is kol tiyul isayachal, the isser tini murim, which is a prat in the general isser of being nena from kodesh Hashem. Comes out a strange thing, not terrible, kind of a little bit just surprising, that if you send the shlich to eat basar oila, the lav, the new isser that's the sar of ima is for eating basar oila, is not the isser to eat basar oila. That's mila. The new isser that we're talking about is the isser of kol tiyul isayachal, but I don't think that's terrible. I mean, I don't think that's problematic, just maybe a little bit surprising. The one thing that's going to be that bothers me is that is the following. Not right, we want to say that emurim, the issur of kol tiyul isayach, which is an issur to eat emurim or anything which is kol mizbeach, is a sublav of the general lav of meila. The problem is that not always when you eat meila, when you eat emurim rather, do you have chiyuvim meila. The Gemara says, I mentioned this earlier on. Emuri, this is technical, but the din is, Emuri kachim have me'ilah across the board. Before Zrikas Adam, after Zrikas Adam, there's always Mila. And Mui Kachin Kalim only have Mila after Zrika, not Kaidim Zrika. This has to do, the reason is, Mila has to be Kachi Hashem. It has to be, you know, it's going to the Mizbeach. So Kachi Kachim are, by we look at it as always as being Kachi Hashem from the beginning. A carbon chatos. It's Kachi Hashem, the whole thing is Kachi Hashem. When you do the Zrika Saddam, the Bosa goes out L'Kayhanim. So what the Zrika does is, Kaidim Zrika, the whole chatos has me'ilo. After Zrika, the Basar goes out of me'ilo and becomes no longer Kachi Hashem. Everything else remains Kachi Hashem. By Kachi Kalim, look at it the other way around. Kachim Kalim initially, since it's carbon, the Bailam eat, not the Kayanim, not the Mizbeach, the Bailam are going to eat it. So initially, we don't look at it as Kachi Hashem. Then after Zrika, the Emurim are nisyachet to the Mizbeach, so the Emurim become Kachi Hashem. Anyway, that's the Kolim in me'ilo. But that's a fact. You know, whether we, you know, the details don't have to concern us right now. That's a fact. Not all Emurim, three quarters of Emurim have Me'ilo. You know, Kachi Kachim, it's Ben Lefnei Zrika, Ben Lachas Rika, and Kachim Kalim, Lachas Rika. But Emuri, Kachim Kalim, Lefnei Zrika do not have Me'ilo. But the Isra Kol Tiyo Leisei Ochel, the Ram says Beferush, Kol Ochel Emurim. Ha'ochel Gezayis Mikol Emurim. Kol Emurim is both Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim. Ben Lefnei Zrika, Ben Lachas Rika. Like Shaimurim Kolim is Bech, Gecholoyla, by Nebra Minchas Kainim Kolti Lysi, Achal Kolshu Kolim is Bech, Achilosi Belisi, like in all of Bikazayas. No such befairs that even a Mori Kachim Kalim, Kalim Zrika, that don't have Me'ilo, but they still have this lava, Kolti Lysi Achal. So how could Kolti Lysi Achal be a sub lab of the general lava of Me'ilo, of Lysuchal Echal Besharecha, when it has a foot sticking out? There's a case of Kolti Lysi Achal that's not included in Me'ilo. Now, so that really, so that's the remains outstanding. L'chor, it's hard to say that these two lavim, one's a cloud and one is a cloud, because in both cases, we have things that can't be included in the other one. Kol tiyo lo siyochel, it can't be totally included in me'ilo, because you have a muri kachim kalim kaidim zriko that are not included in me'ilo. On the other hand, me'ilo certainly can't be included in kol tiyo lo siyochel, because you have lots of cases of me'ilo that are not kol alam mizbech at all, like kachim bere kabayis. So these two lavim, they don't seem to have any. Neither one could be totally included in the other. If neither one could be totally included in the other, then l'chor is like sheretz arts and sheretz oif, that even if they have an overlap, but they still count the separate lav and they have separate malchus. So at the end of the day, it's sort of an intractable problem. Unless maybe we'll say, along with Zama's life, that in economic, neither lav over here is kloli and proti. Each one has something that's not included in the other one. But since they're fundamentally the same idea, so where they overlap, even though they have things that don't overlap, but where they overlap, it's called Kefal Alavim. How could that be? By Sheretz Arts and Sheretz Oif, you also have an overlap. You have Shotzim that are both. So maybe it's not the same. A Sheretz Arts and a Sheretz Oif are different ideas. There are some Shotzim that are versatile. There are Sheretz Arts and there are Sheretz Oif. But, you know, it's like you have something that's Chazer and Chaylev at the same time. I don't know, like it would be, you know, a Chazer and a Giraffe at the same time. No, I don't know what it could be, whatever. But, you know, you can have a sheretz that's both, but it's not the same idea. It's totally different ideas. That you have this one berry that happens to be, you know, it's does all the things. But it has many hats. But here, like it's one fundamental idea, not to be nene from a thing which is kaidush l'Hashem, but then it has, you know, in its ramification, there's one set of me'ilo. Me'ilo is things that are not to be nene from kachi Hashem. And then there's kol tiyo lo siyochel, which is anything that's kol alam is beach, the Torah says not to eat it. And somehow these are like really identical ideas with different rules, and therefore where they overlap, it's called kefal alam. It's very hard to. It's amorphous. How could it be? It's not the same idea. You see that there are things that are called kachi Hashem for me'ilah, and they're not called kol tia for kol tia lo siyachal. So if they have different rules, doesn't that indicate that they're not really the same idea? If they would be the same idea, they would have the same rules, or at least, you know, a subset of the you know, a narrower set of rules and a more energy. But if yesh b'zeh mashayim b'zeh and yesh b'zeh mashayim b'zeh, that would seem to indicate that they're different than their idea. If they're different than their idea, it should be like the Shaya. So that happened. I don't know. That's already a totally satisfying solution that I don't have. But at least we see the set of the problematic over here. Okay, Mr. Shem, we're gonna go back there.